Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I wanted to do a show training you on the steps of manifestation. I talk a lot about manifestation on this program, but I've never done a training style podcast where I break down each individual step of the manifestation process. And it's been my heart to do it, and I'm just going to trust my intuition on it. In case you are new to the program, I'm an intuitive coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are seeking a coach, if you're on the cusp, you know you're so close, but you also feel so far away, then I want to support you in raising your vibration and activating your next level of being, clearing out any blocks, any barriers between what you want. So if you are ready, check out my services under Work With Me at IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. It will change your life. Truly, 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 you will get exactly what you want. Okay, let's talk about manifestation. So step number one in the manifestation process, definitely take notes. Step number one, you've heard me say this many, many, many times on this program in many forms. You have to know what you want. So really get clear about your desire. And then also get clear about why you want it. Now, here's the thing with the why. This can trip people up. They can overthink it, and it can keep them from moving through the manifestation process because they're like, well, Amy said I need a really clear why. Wanting it is enough too. But the reason why so many teachers teach that you need to know your why is because sometimes we are wanting things from a place of not enoughness, or wanting things from a place of, well, everybody else is doing it. And those are harder things to manifest. When you align with your purest, cleanest desire, whatever that may be, you don't need to really justify the desire as long as it's coming from your heart. If it's coming from what you think you should do, what you ought to do, then it's just going to be harder to manifest, if at all. You might get more and more of should in your life. Most likely you will. But if you do it because, hey, I just have this pure desire, I know it's right for me, I may not know the how of it, but it's just a calling on my life, I feel compelled, I feel drawn to it, I want it, then that's enough why. You don't have to have a really extensive why. So first step, pure, clean desire. You can want big things. You can want little things, whatever resonates with you, whatever you can conceive of in your mind is possible for you. And really, really conceive of it, meaning on some level in stating what you want, you know, maybe not totally, you know, that it is a reality that you can step into. So that's the first step, is really getting clear about what you want and why you want it. And the why just needs to be strong enough to move you forward. You will find that a why to avoid feeling left out or to avoid feeling embarrassed, it might get you out of the gate because you don't want to feel those feelings, but at some point you'll burn out, right? But if it's a desire that is truly of your heart, of your soul, it lights you up, it brings you joy, it feels exciting, it feels magical, it feels wonderful, it's a lot easier to stay grounded in the process of manifestation when the origins of the desire is based on a higher vibrational feeling. If it's based on, oh my God, I'm so afraid, what if this doesn't happen? again, it'll be really difficult, A, to hear your intuition in that process. And your intuition, as you're going to see as I go through these steps, is going to be a catalyst for you getting what you want. It's going to be really difficult to hear your intuition because our fear can drown out the gentlest, quietest voice within us. So get clear. Make sure it's based on your joy, your peace, your satisfaction, the evolution of you being the best person that you can be. Okay, number two, you're going to look at why you can't have it. You're going to look at why you believe it's not possible. You're going to look at any fear you have by it manifesting. And, you know, Amanda Francis says, are you afraid something bad will happen if you get it? These are limiting beliefs. I want you to look at all the limiting beliefs. I also want you to look at societal limiting beliefs around it. You know, say if it's a money goal, but you're holding a belief that rich people are bad, it's going to be really difficult to move into higher levels of earning. So look at every single block, every belief that comes up that tells you you can't have it, or that you are not enough, right? That's a limiting belief in itself that, oh, do you deserve it? Yes, you do deserve it, period. Like, you don't need to process that. You don't need to analyze it. You deserve it. You are worthy, period, right? And so as you are looking at those new beliefs, you're going to have to tell yourself a new story. So you'll list out your limiting beliefs. So let me pick something. What's something that's going on? I just moved into a new place that's awesome. I had to look at all my limiting beliefs around if that were possible for me. You know, and you know, San Francisco, oh, it's too expensive. So I had to break that one down, write it down, clear that belief. What if I'm unhappy? You know, go through every little belief around it. And you will come back to this again and again and again, even as you get an intuitive hit as to what actions you can take to get you to what you want, you will come back to the place of, okay, here's another limiting belief that I need to look at. And how you'll know if there's a limiting belief that you probably haven't explored is it hasn't shown up yet. You're holding the faith, but you're not even seeing little signs, right? I think that, yes, it's already done, but if you are holding a belief that it's not done, even on a subconscious level, you will ignore the signs showing you that all things are working out for your good. So if you're not feeling like you're seeing enough signs that things are moving in that direction, it means it is moving, but you can't be a receiver of it. You're not a vibrational match yet because you're holding some belief that is keeping it from you. So that's my cue. If there are more limiting beliefs for you to clear out, it means that you're not seeing signs. Or maybe let's reverse that. If you're not seeing signs, even little teeny tiny ones that are pointing you in the direction of yes, little signs that are cheering you on, then it probably means you need to go back and do some limiting belief work. And you're never done, you know, which each level you hit, there will be another limiting belief, and that's okay. Just be willing to go through that process and just observe those thoughts and then be willing to write a new story. So that's step three. So when I go through and I'm looking at limiting beliefs, okay, it's too expensive, then I need to create a new story around that. Well, it costs what it costs. That's my classic response to it's too expensive. It's what I desire, so it means that it's possible for me. And even if I don't know how, this is the way I would journal on this to create a new story. I'm an open, clear vessel for divine wisdom that can help me fulfill that desire. And I keep writing and keep writing and keep letting energy rise in that process and till I hit a place where I'm like, of course it's God's will. Of course. I'll always hit a place when I'm journaling these out, this new story, where I'm like, of course it's God's will for me to have what I want. And it doesn't mean that there won't be other work for me to do. It doesn't mean that it's instantly manifested. I'll be really honest there, though I do believe manifestations can be sped up and slowed down based on how much of a match we are to it. So, but yes, I will hit a place inevitably when I am, this is how I know the belief is cleared or the energy has lifted enough for me to fulfill whatever step is required of me in the manifestation journey, is when I hit it and I say, yes, of course that's going to happen. Of course that's God's will. I know it is. I'll have that click. So know what you want, know why you want it. Look at the limiting beliefs and blocks and wacky, wonky thoughts you might have around something. Keep asking yourself, because this is what happened in coaching sessions often with clients. And I'll say, okay, what belief are you holding that you can't have it? And they'll say, well, Amy, of course I believe I can have it. And I said, well, honey, you know, things aren't happening. So there is something going on there. And what happens is, and I attract very smart, educated people. And so their educated mind is going to say, well, I'm doing this process, so obviously I believe it can happen. But are you holding some belief that's telling you that you can't have it or you're not allowed to have it? I see this a lot. This is one, a limiting belief that I think gets missed often when we're having discussions about, let's say, money, is the societal piece to it. What does it mean if I do achieve this, right? You know, what does it mean for my community? What does it mean? How will people view me? You know, if you are a person who maybe you work in nonprofit, I have a large following that works in nonprofit, people doing good things in the world. And they're used to making a certain amount of money because they've been telling themselves the story of like, well, I'm doing good in the world, so I don't get to earn more. Okay, so if you did really break out of that and start earning more money, then will you no longer be a part of your nonprofit crew? You know, is that kicking you out of the community? And those are limiting beliefs that can hold us back. So you might have a brilliant, amazing idea, but if you think you're going to be separate from someone or separate from your tribe, that can keep you from succeeding in the way that you want to. So look at all of those beliefs, and you can always rearrange it. You can always say to yourself, okay, so let's say you are holding that belief that, oh, you know, if I move into higher levels of earning, then I won't get to be in my friend circle because they all make this amount of money, and we talk about, you know, how we're do-gooders earning, you know, X number of dollars, and, you know, rich people are bad or whatever. Then you have to say, okay, well, I would choose not to engage in that conversation. And my financial life is my business, and I have to do whatever it takes to take care of myself. Do you see what I'm doing? This process, again, is rearranging the belief. You can have a different conversation, and that can shift the energy so you can move into higher levels of earning. Yeah, you can always pick a new thought, friends. Always, always, always. And then you have to decide to embody that new thought. So when I journal out me rearranging my new story, creating my new story, when I create the new story, I have to come back to it again and again and again until I believe it. Like really let it seep into my being that, hey, this is the new way in which I'm embodying it. And I'll tell you, me writing it out, like I keep writing until I get a click that, yeah, of course that's going to happen. Of course that's God's will. Of course that's possible for me. And so in that way, it becomes a part of my being. I think what happens sometimes with limiting beliefs is people will go through their list of limiting beliefs. They might write an affirmation to flip it around, and then it's just kind of done. You know, you have to embed that into your psyche, into your system, into your way of being. And that's different for every person. For me, I keep writing until I have that click. For you, it might be reciting that new affirmation over and over again. It might be listening to affirmation recordings that support your goal. Whatever it is, you need to start to let that synthesize within you until it becomes a part of your vibration. And that's the only reality you are living in. If you are living in the reality of, I want this thing is possible for me, while at the same time holding a belief that, oh, that doesn't happen to people like me, or looking down on someone who is doing what you're up to, that duality doesn't serve you well. You need all the thoughts to be aligned, all the feelings to be aligned with whatever it is that you want. And that takes practice on some level, but I don't think I want you to take an intellectual approach. I want you to take a feeling approach. I want you to take it to the approach to where it's actually changing the way you approach the world. It's changing your being. It's changing your thought process. You wake up differently. You walk differently. You approach the world differently, even if nothing in your life has changed. That's when you know that the new story has been integrated into your life. You got to change. You got to change the way you think. You got to change the way you're being. And that's probably the hardest part for people. I think also looking at limiting beliefs can be difficult, but reframing, telling a new story, and then making that story your new reality, that is how you create your new reality. And so you got to believe that, you know, once you create a new reality for yourself. Kids are going by and I have my window open. So once you create this new reality for yourself and you're starting to vibe with it and you're starting to buy into it and you're starting to believe that it's possible for you, the next step is really coming into full agreement that you believe it. And that process of believing is really, it's moment by moment course correcting. So when you find yourself drifting off into the place of, oh my God, I'm so stressed about money, but you've created a new story for yourself where you feel peace and tranquility and relief and joy around money, you have to catch yourself and say, I've created a new story for myself. I'm coming back to this one. And that conscious shifting is a part of how you create the new belief. You look at what you used to believe. You acknowledge that I used to believe that. I don't live in that reality anymore. This is the reality I'm living in. That constant shifting is how you will activate the energy of belief. And then continuing to make it a part of your being. And this is where all the fun little manifestation exercises and tricks and tips come in. Like, if it was money, smelling money, if it's, you know, hanging out with your money, or if it's dating, it's dating yourself, or setting a place for your partner at the table, or clearing out space in your closet for your new partner, or, writing out the manifestation check with the amount and service rendered, the Jim Carrey story. Google that if you want to know how to use that check. But there's so many little ways in which you can really start to be in the vibration of that. It's the exercise that I often give my clients when they're trying to up-level financially is you get a set amount of money and you shop online and you put all these things in your cart. Let's see, what else there? Old games you can play, because they're really just games, but they activate the energy of it being so. I think some of the woo, you know, the crystals, the feng shui, I think some of that can come into play to help you activate the vibe. But one thing I do know for sure is, a longtime practitioner, you can light a candle, a prosperity candle, every single fucking day. But if you don't believe that prosperity candle is working for your greater good, if you are expecting all the work to be done through this candle it's not going to help. If you're not in alignment with your own truth, yeah, that candle's not going to help. So the vibe is really finding your truth within your desire, you know, aligning with it and feeling that it's so, where you can hit a place where you're like, and vibing is also feeling too. I think when we're feeling into it and we feel as if it's so, it's like my little game I shared here on the program some time ago about acting like it's payday every day and feeling that feeling. That's vibing with it, right? That's really vibing with it. And I love that. That's my favorite exercise. And money shows up in such beautiful, amazing ways when I activate the energy over and over and over again of, oh, I just got paid. Oh my God, that feels so good. How fun. Yeah, I love that one. That's a good one. Okay. Then, next layer here on manifestation is then you let it go on some level. I don't like that. Let's see. How do I want to? Because some people say it's surrender or releasing. I think this is where the statement, this or something better comes into play. It means, yes, I desire this. Yes, I know that it is in alignment with who I am. And I'm open and receptive to however way in which the universe wants to bring it to me, however way God wants to bless me. Yeah. You're still working it. You're still doing all the actions. You're still tuning into your intuition. But you are in a space of knowing that it's coming to you. And it's not stressful. It's not doubtful. It's not fearful. So when you get to a place where you can fully and completely surrender, and I don't think you'll do these step by step in order. I think some things happen at in different ways at different times. You might be in belief, but you're not vibing. You might be in surrender, but you're not in full belief. You know, I think you have to, it's a dance. And that sometimes inspired action will come. You'll state the desire, and then immediately you're getting downloads as to what actions you need to take. Do it. It's all working. It's all working. As long as you stay engaged in the process, it is all working. Lack of engagement looks like, I wrote that down that I wanted it. I did a few affirmations around it, kind of looked at some limiting beliefs. Hope it works out. It's a vibe. It's an energy. It's a churning of energy. Like, you can feel when a manifestation is happening, even if you are not seeing like physical results, meaning say you set a financial goal and you haven't received a payment yet, but you can feel that it's all working. You'll feel it in your being and it's working. Okay. So it is now my belief that you cannot receive higher levels of information, intuitive information, unless you've cleared out your beliefs, your limiting beliefs around what you want. So if you believe rich people are bad, let's say, that's the limiting belief. You're not going to get higher levels of information that's going to draw to you the financial abundance you're seeking. So it's going to be really important. You might get little hits as to bring in little amounts of money that are in alignment with where you're at that do not go against your free will to believe that rich people are bad. But if you want higher levels of information, and I think this is what separates really successful people from people who are just humming along, is that they are getting those high levels of information and they're taking action and devoting their time to pursuing that, as opposed to running around doing everything or being in doubt or worry. They maintain a peaceful place within them so that they can receive divine wisdom to help move them forward. And then you become open to receiving, meaning, of course you can have it. You're open and available to it. You've cleared out anything that would be blocking you from it. You know it's going to show up. You know it's a matter of time. You've prepared your life for it. Yeah. So these are my steps on manifestation. We'll do it again. So you can have whatever you want, just get clear about it and know a why and just have a strong why. A why in which, and a strong why could be, I want it, right? Just as long as the why is based on you and not based on trying to not feel something or to impress other people. I do think some manifestations can come from that place, but I think at the core of them there is some self-fulfillment, some soulful fulfillment that happens as a result of getting what you want. Then observe, look at, explore, clear out, release all limiting beliefs that tell you can't have it, that you're unworthy, that you're undeserving. Clear all those out, and you'll be coming back to that process again and again and again. Then tell a new story. So again, if it's rich people are bad, you're going to tell a new story where rich people are no longer bad, and then you can activate and step into the energy of being a rich person. And then you get into the energy and frequency of your desire, and that's where belief comes into play. That's where feeling comes into play. This is where it becomes a part of you, even though it hasn't shown up yet. And then you open your heart up wide. You can detach. Really, this next step is probably detach more than release, but meaning, if not this, then something better. I'm open and receptive to all possibilities. I know when I'm fully detached, when I can actually like consider an alternative. I'm like, oh, well, if this doesn't work out, then that's just a sign that I need to be doing this. And I'm open and receptive to that, right? And it's still, I'm still very engaged and still very open and receptive to whatever it is that I want. But I'm not putting stress on it. I'm not putting a lot of should on it. I'm not putting a lot of it has to happen this way, God, because if it doesn't, my life's going to be over. When I'm in that space, I know that's disastrous and most things won't happen from that vantage point. So it's really reaching a place where you can release the stress around it, release the anxiety around it, and know that no matter what, your needs and wants and desires are going to be fulfilled. And then trust your intuition, because that's where the high level of wisdom is going to come forward, that's going to move you to the next level. You can't do it. You can't, you know, the saying is you can't solve a problem from the mindset that created it. You're going to have to raise up. And you raise up through little intuitive pieces. And the way you're receptive to those intuitive pieces is just getting clean and clear within you. Yeah, it's fun. It's a really fun dance when you start playing with it. You're like, oh, am I really receptive? Am I really in a space of believing? Am I really vibing with it? Oh, then that brilliant piece of wisdom that changes everything for you shows up. What to do, who to call, where to go. It'll be action oriented. The intuition guides us through action. The intuition is always going to give you an action-based step, something you need to do. And it could be very well you get, okay, you need to go back and look at some limiting beliefs and clear that out. It might be, oh, you need to finish working through that meditation. That's action-based. And then be an open receiver, putting no limits on all the ways in which what you want can come into your life. So that is my manifestation training. I pray that that helps you better understand this process. It's really fun. I live a life of positive manifestation, and I know that it can work for a cup of coffee or a parking spot, right? That's usually where us gurus tell you to start. But I like really big goals, and I love using the manifestation process to help me move through that. And it's pretty clear, like I can declare what I want and to go through this process pretty quickly, and yeah, manifestations show up. They definitely show up. So if you are ready to manifest something big into your life, I have a package designed to help people do that, whether it's, and big to you, you know, what is big to you might not be big to somebody else. And what is big to me might not be big to you. But if it feels big in your being, meaning you know it's going to have to come from fully shifting something within you, and the stars have to align, so to speak, but you have the power to align the stars, and that a miracle has to occur, and you have the power to create a miracle in your life, if you are ready for that level, I call it the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. It's 3 months with me, unlimited sessions, high vibe, keeping you in the energy, right? We're going to be dealing with this middle portion, holding the vibration, really believing, changing the thoughts, creating the new story, being in the space and confidence of this or something better. I know all things are working out for my greater good. If you are ready to step into that, no matter what the goal might be, I'd love to support you. Massive Results Intuitive Coaching Package. Information can be found on my website at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. For everyone else, thank you for listening. You are wonderful. I can't wait to connect with you. And start using these steps today. And everybody's going to teach you a different way. This is just the way I decided to teach it today. Manifestation happens. It's real. It's happening all the time. Now you get to consciously co-create your reality with God, with spirit, with the universe, with nature. So make it fun. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to this program. Take care of yourself.